Hey guys,
it's happening
with Sookie and Joey. Kurakomi and Crusaders.
Kurakomi, we're here back live in studio once again.
We're
on a roll.
Wait, we are so professional. Cheers to us.
Cheers, girl. We're drinking Messy
Look
Mama.
Look at us. Messy Mama wine. And we have another guest in studio.
We have a couple guests. We're having a key party, if you will. We have invited another couple over to unwind, have a couple glasses, and let bygones be bygones.
Wind down. And we have John and Alan.
What's up?
Yay.
What's up?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for having us.
Cheers, friends. We love you.
This is amazing.
Well, welcome to the Big Apple.
Thank you.
So I've been following you guys for so long. You're literally one of my favorite couples I follow on social media. So when Joey did his Hamptons thing, and I saw that you guys met, I'm like, Joey, you know I love them, right? Like, what is happening?
Can I tell you, I met so many lovely people over the course of my life. And my sister and her brother-in-law who aren't impressed by anyone. She goes, like, they said, I saw you meet this person. He goes, when I saw John and Alex on
your sister? Stop.
Yes, they freaked out. She goes, those are celebrities.
No,
that's
stop.
That's who we want to meet.
Oh, and they that's were
like,
so sweet.
Yeah, she goes, I don't care who you hang out with. I'm not impressed by no one. They love you so much. And I think so many people that watch your videos feel the exact same way. It's like you bring so much joy and realness
really
into people's lives.
Yeah, stop.
I'm seriously.
John's not going to be able to fit out the door.
John's not going out the door. Down. John's sleeping over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Joey's obsessed.
Well,
by the way.
I know. You told me.
I told you when I met. I said, no, I think you're both very lovely people. But I didn't know. That's how I discovered you guys because I saw him and I was like, oh my God, who is that? Because I guess you were posting him on your videos, but maybe he didn't have an Instagram at the point or weren't tagging him back then. And I was like trying to make my life decisions to like, I have to find out who this man is.
Who is the mustache?
And then I found out. Right,
it's the mustache.
Yeah. Now, how much are you charging for mustache rides?
For you?
Not enough.
Mustache rides? Oh my God.
That's why.
Joey, for you, free.
Thank you.
I
may have to shave.
I feel like a mustache is very, it's like a style, a type. Like I'm.
But not everybody can pull it off.
And that's true too. Yeah.
It looks great on
Alex
you.
Alex made me do it.
Well, thank God you have a jawline. When you get to my age, John, that's not an option. I have no jawline. So I can't.
That is true.
Why are you insecure about your jawline?
I'm 6 years older than you.
Oh, you are. No, you're not. I'm 45.
What are you talking about?
I'm really 45.
You said he was younger than
No, he's
you
actually 45.
You were joking.
I actually thought you were younger than John.
No, oh my God.
I was like, wait a minute. Are we like going with a bit right now?
Joey,
no.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I'm 45 years old. But
how old did you think he was?
He look amazing?
I thought you said he was 32.
No, 45. I'm an old lady.
He's actually 45.
Well, I could be a great grandmother.
Okay, well,
but yeah, just like I wish I can get thin enough so I can actually not need the full beard. But
you'll get there. You're doing amazing.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh,
look great.
And you grow a nice beard. You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wait. So how was the Hamptons? Because I missed it and I had FOMO.
Awesome.
It was good. I mean, I feel like we got into summer and we were like, we're just going to be yes people and say yes to doing things. Because normally I'm just like,
love it.
I'm just like, oh, I could just stay at home and enjoy like an 8 p.m. bedtime, like read a book. But this summer we were like, let's just go balls to the walls.
Yeah.
So
let's have fun.
It's been great. We've been networking, meeting a bunch of people. And so, yeah, I feel like our Hamptons time was fun. Got a little lit.
I was gonna say, I don't remember much of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of Patron flowing, a lot of rosé. Everyone drinks rosé out there.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's not as crazy
jealous.
As everyone thinks it is. I mean, it depends on where you're going. I mean, the places that we go, like the traditional places, you know, I guess it's crazy for boring people.
That's where Justin Timberlake got arrested.
Yes, yeah. Well, because I feel like the Hamptons. Well, I don't know. I grew up here, but I never really spent summer in the Hamptons. I've never been. Yeah, like you just really don't go out there. But I don't know. It was enjoyable. It was a good time.
It's fun. They're doing the circuit.
Yeah. But the day party.
I feel like I wouldn't like it. Would I like the Hamptons?
Yes.
You haven't been?
No.
Ever?
Oh, you gotta go.
I feel like it's like classy. Like I'm
it
not.
It is, but it's not. But like, you know,
we
everyone,
go.
Yeah, everyone like, drink, everyone day we? Drinks by the
yeah,
pool.
Yeah, but you
all
look
day.
Classy.
Okay. And so do
some,
you.
Some
no.
of the bars aren't classy.
I wouldn't say so, the bars. Yeah.
I like the trashy ones. I love, exactly. What's that room where everyone has their concerts and all the people go?
People
I don't know, bitch.
Like, I'll think of it until later.
Common Ground?
No. That's also
in
good.
Is that in Montauk? I honestly don't know.
I had to fight for my life in Common Ground.
I love Common Ground.
I'm slammed, packed. I'm like,
yeah.
What is it, a bar?
You gotta sit up by the DJ booth like I do. I'll introduce you.
And I think that's the thing. Like, we're not really like, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're getting late. We're going like balls to the walls. Like, we're still not staying out past like 10 p.m.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean,
oh, yeah, because we're like old now. Yeah. I feel.
I'm like, I can't survive. Like, I want to wake up and like be productive and go on a run or something.
Are your videos truthful to you as a couple, or are you just doing things that you think that people would like? I mean, I like, for instance, I watched that video of you guys saying like, oh, we're on vacation, we're going balls to the wall tonight, we're partying, we're going out, and then you're sleeping.
Exactly.
No, I feel like it's totally true. That's life.
We, for how I would huge day drinkers.
Yes,
that's our thing.
But we only make content based off of our real life experiences. Yeah. Right. So if John does something, I'll write it down, or I have a notes app full of ideas of just things that have happened in real life.
So impressive.
But like, we can't lie and make up things that like are not true or we're not experiencing. So truly, every video based off of real life. Like, we like to say that it's an exaggeration of what we've experienced. You know, because
wait.
Not-
so let's talk about your career. If you guys don't know who they are, get on it. But like, when did you start doing like all the content? What did you do before?
Yeah,
like tell me the whole ride.
So we were wedding filmmakers before.
Get out of here
together.
Content. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So John-
wait, how'd you meet?
Tinder.
Did you really? Yeah. Modern day Romeo and Juliet. No, I met Bay at a bar, the old fashioned.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
it was funny because
I wish I could do that.
We met on Tinder. I was like, what's going to be our story? And John's not a liar. And he's like, we're going to tell them we met on Tinder.
I'm proud of it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So now.
Well, it's not a dirty way. It's not like in the gay community where they met on some app like called like ratemybutt.com or something like weird. It's like, it's a classy thing that everyone's doing. And that's it's a modern way of meeting someone.
Well, Tinder.
But
I don't know.
It is kind of, there's a stigma about meeting online.
No, well, Tinder. It's easier. I couldn't go up to someone in the bar. It's never worked.
If I look like you, I would go up to everyone, even if they didn't want me to come up to them.
John has resting bitch face, though. Does he? Yeah, ooh. He's not like approachable, and he doesn't approach. I don't know. You do. One time, so we met on Tinder. Like, we swiped. We spoke like three words. Never met up. I see him at a bar, and I was like, oh my god, I swiped on that guy. Like, we matched on Tinder. Literally, you looked so mean and miserable. I was like, ew, I'm so glad I didn't go on a date with him. But then a few months later, we started talking again on Tinder. We meet up and he was nice.
Did you say you saw him out and you looked miserable?
I was like, I saw you out and you just had
you looked terrible.
And he was like, why didn't you say hi?
Angry. No, I didn't say hi. John, get over it. Everyone does that.
I'm not gonna be happy seeing you when you would like.
Okay, you didn't even
hang
see
on me,
me
once, and then we don't talk for like 3 months.
He didn't
see
me when
again.
I clocked him across the bar. He
how
like
long have you
girl.
Been married?
In September, in 2 weeks, it'll be 5 years.
Oh my god!
Cute.
How exciting.
But yeah, so we met on
how
Tinder.
How long have you and Gianni been married?
It'll be 10 years in November.
Stop. Congrats. Yeah,
and it's awesome. Like we kind of met on Tinder, like. Same category because it was a one night stand. I met him in Karma.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, he was cute. Like, I like him. I feel like my mom will like him. And then the rest was history.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
So
that's how it happens.
We can't even judge. You grabbed your man's ass.
I didn't grab it. I said that he's got a fat ass.
Okay.
That's my opening line. That's actually a great story.
Yeah. Got a fat ass.
Yeah, you just gotta go for it.
I did. Yeah. I mean, I have nothing, to lose.
All right, wait, so back to the career.
Pounds. So yeah, we met on Tinder. John was an occupational therapist. And which
is that like
fancy.
What does that do?
No. It's like rehab, like physical
great question,
therapy.
But for mental health?
Yeah.
Occupational therapist. It's not how it's different than physical therapist.
Let me tell you, when I first met John, he goes, I'm an occupational therapist. I was like, oh, so you like talk to people about their jobs. Careers?
Yes, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah. Had no clue.
Oh my god, it's been so long. No, like I was in a nursing home.
So it's basically with, like, physical therapy.
I like how you're telling what my job was that I did for 6 years.
It was really
years.
Sweet. It's really sweet.
If I would, I would throw myself down the stairs if he was my nurse.
Like, John, help.
My leg ain't working no more.
I'll rehab the fuck out of you.
You would love that.
John,
well, he can still do it to you.
Save it for later.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
No, my sciatica's acting up.
Anytime we would work at a wedding, though, and someone would fall, I'd be like, John, go help them. Because
wait,
he has
so what were you doing then?
So I was working. I started a wedding film company. So John, I was like, I can't do it alone. So I need your help shooting weddings on the weekends and I'm going to edit them. So I trained John to use a camera. But then I started to get so busy. I was like, you have to quit your job or I need to hire someone.
Yeah.
And so he left. And then we did this full time together. Then the pandemic happened.
Ugh.
And so all of our weddings were canceled or postponed. So that's when we started doing content. But thankfully, John was still doing occupational therapy during that time.
Yeah.
So then
you were a videographer for the
wedding. Yeah, filmmaker.
One thing about Alex, so like when we first started dating and she showed me some of her work, I always assume when you see like films, like wedding films, it's the uncle with the camera.
Yeah.
It was so cinematic. It like blew my mind.
I
like,
saw them. They're meant, they're trailers. Yeah. Like a it's movie insane. Trailer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a really lot of work. A long way. Yeah. Like in the past 10 years, wedding films, because a lot of people just think it's like a weird uncle just being like, what do you have to say to the couple? You know?
Yeah. But, oh, yeah, no, it's a big deal. Yeah. It's like a movie.
Yeah, yeah. So we got into that and then we'd do like small business commercials or music videos for smaller artists. But it gave us the knowledge on putting together content. But when we first started on TikTok, we would upload high quality things with our nice mirrorless cameras.
Yes.
And it didn't take off. And we were like, what is going on? Like, we know what we're doing. But
it's like too professional.
Exactly. Like they want what is.
That's why
like
we have this set up here.
Exactly.
That's why it's a shoestring, blue tie ceiling.
That's good.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Yeah.
Wait, so do you miss your job? Or like you love this?
So...
I'm sorry. Are you here for me?
Well, like,
do you forget I'm sitting right behind you,
ma'am?
I do.
Guys, I could just step away over there. Alex, take over the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'll shut the fuck up. Go.
Do I miss working that job? No. But like,
wait, weddings so much... or occupational therapy?
Which one are you asking?
Both.
As a therapist, no, I don't miss doing it, but I have a lot of respect for everyone in healthcare. It was just, it's a lot. So yeah. I'm glad I was able to get out of that and do films.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. John would come home so sad every day. He's like, so-and-so died. I got
what
shit
is
off.
Sin.
Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
It's so morbid.
But like, so I would work and then come home from work and Alex, because during COVID, like we didn't have any weddings. She's like, let's do some TikToks. And the only reason I started doing it, I was like, I know this is something you want to do. So like,
right.
I'll get in your dance TikToks
what a good
or whatever.
Man.
Oh my God. He's so great.
I'm the best.
Gianni would be like, fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I knew that I had to have a system. Like I had to know exactly what we were doing and make it super easy for him.
So I was like, step in and do it.
Yeah. And that's still how it goes.
Yeah.
That's still the process.
Exactly. Alex is definitely the creative brain behind everything. I'm just like, what do you want? What do you want me to do?
Yeah, just tell me what to do.
Yeah.
So it's been like almost 3 years since you've been doing TikTok. And you guys,
2020. So I guess, 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing this full time now. This is your full time gig.
Yeah.
How long were you doing it before you could actually make money off it to like live off of?
Well,
I'm on TikTok all the time. I'm nowhere near you guys, but it's like, you know, I can't imagine, like, is it brand deals you're doing or is it like to TikTok? Like, how does it work to like.
You get paid off the videos from views.
Yeah, well,
right?
You can only get paid if it's over a minute. And so a lot of ours is short form, like super short form. So we are not really doing videos over a minute. Ours are like 30 second skits.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know.
So the majority of our income is from brand deals.
Yeah.
But we also, again, we have like the podcast and we're doing like film festival circuits, which like if that gets purchased by a network or something. So there's other things that you could make money from.
But you're
views.
A director, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we direct and edit movies. Our own films. Yeah. But yeah, TikTok is really like our bread and butter, or short form comedy content is what we love to do. Yeah.
Do you remember Vine? Were you guys on Vine?
No, but
you guys are so good on that.
I remember loving Vine, but at the same time, I just.
When you were in middle school.
Vine was so long ago, though. Like, when was Vine?
Vine was. 19
R.I.P. Vine.
I don't even
2000,
remember Vine.
Sorry.
Wasn't like Logan Paul was like big. He was like the big 2000, one.
2015 maybe.
Yeah, maybe 2014, 15.
10 years ago, it had to be.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah.
It's
time
so crazy
flies.
How like I feel like, you know, I always wanted to be famous, be a reality star. I always wanted to be on Real World. So, you know, back then, like you had to be on a show to be famous,
right.
To like get all the things. And now you could just like be a sick content creator.
You make your own
and literally
career.
Make millions of dollars a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, and I think too, the benefit of that, as opposed to just not saying that it's wrong to be like an actor or a reality star, but you don't have the luxury of, you know, the
creative freedom
or like, you know, how they're going to give you an edit. Whereas when you're a content creator, you have all creative control and you know kind of how you want to present yourself.
Yeah, Nicole was a raging cunt on the Jersey Shore, but they edited her to be the sweet innocent one.
I was not.
Never.
No, they would play me exactly who I was.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, you to be able to still have such an amazing career, like, that's such a feat in its own. Like, congratulations on that.
I would say it's definitely hard to, like, keep it going. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were on TV 2009, mm-hmm. and now we're still doing the show.
The most relevant show ever.
I mean, we're still going strong, which is amazing. Yes. Thanks to the fans. Yes. You guys are great.
Yeah, you guys have such a great. But
you're also doing
base.
Other things too. You're able to branch away exactly, and do other like things, which shop. A lot of people.
Well, this podcast is her number one source of income, believe it or not.
Yeah.
The Kelce brothers just got $100 million deal.
I'm not shocked by that, but good for them.
$100 million
with who?
Crazy.
I know with who. Who?
Do you know the surgeries I would have for $100 million?
What? Tell us.
Oh, please. I'd start from the top up. I get a hair transplant. Then I get an eye lift. I get a face lift, a neck lift.
Your teeth done.
My teeth done from Dr.
He would get it all.
From a
You get veneers?
So you wouldn't get free couches. You would pay for your couches.
I'd buy the couch. I'd buy,
no,
I'd buy,
you would not. You would still ask for free shit.
I would still get free shit. The potato bar would still be sending me
you would still ask for free
Shay's
shit.
Lounges.
Yeah, but I feel like it's harder now because everyone's doing a podcast.
Yes.
So it's like the new thing. Like, it's not like, oh, I have a podcast. They'd be like, oh, you do. Like,
I would think doing
one.
A podcast is harder than succeeding and making content. I think podcasts are tough.
Like, I would say that. I would say the exact same to you guys. The videos that you do are so smart, so relevant, and like so well done. And the production quality because you're filmmakers. I cringe at that because I can't ever think about like being funny and worrying about where the cameras is. Like I don't have the brain eye camera coordination to make those videos. But like podcasting me, I have the gift of gab, so I can just sit here and chat all day long, and it just comes like second nature.
Yeah, I'm not a good editor. He's good off the cuff. But like thinking of ideas like that, like, yeah, that's hard.
Right. Well, you do that's what you're hard. Good at. And so I think, again, if you just outsource and found an editor, but like you're comfortable being on camera. And again, like the videos like that go viral too. So I think everyone can find a space in content. Like when I have friends who have a good idea or they're promoting a business, I'm like, make content because you just, number one, you never know. But why not? It's free marketing, free advertising.
Yeah. What's your most viral video?
I don't know.
It's like the number
that,
one.
That organic one, the one that we did about like us sitting at the table.
It's probably like why do you the hate one me you didn't or even something. Think, of,
yeah.
think about
long. It was. It was one that was.
Or no, the vacation one that you referenced. That went pretty viral too. That got like
that's everyone.
Million.
We're going to go hard
where
tonight.
It was like, yeah, oh, us on vacation. Like, oh my gosh, we're going to go out tonight and party.
I met that. We were in Aruba, believe it or not. No. I saw it on
the, I was like,
on
you were
the,
there?
On the internet.
Yeah. And then we go to bed. That was pretty viral. I honestly don't even know, which like I feel like we should.
I feel like it's always the ones that you don't put like maximum effort into.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I have a quick idea.
It's the most random shit.
Yeah, it's always the most random shit. But as like cringy as it is to say, I'm like, I just like focus on the next one. Like one can go viral and I'm like, okay, cool. How do we make another one now? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't even know. But it's fun. I mean, and it's fun that we get to do it together.
Yeah.
So
I love that. You guys like have the same job. Do you ever get sick of each other? Because you're always together.
I wouldn't say sick of each other, but I mean, we get testy with each other when... Alex thrives in chaos, so it's like, oh, we have 4 brand deals we got to shoot, and we also have organic content to shoot, and we'll wait till like the
2
last
events
day
to, go
to do it
Can
all.
Can they remind you of our friends, Kara and Nick?
Like, no.
You don't think that she's like the go-getter, the overachiever, and the other ones sit down for the ride?
Just call them out.
Oh, yeah.
Call them out.
You know what I mean? She's like always doing all these jobs and doing
I
it.
I think
like,
even
oh,
personality-wise, I'm like, no. I don't see that. Yeah. You guys do look alike, though.
We get that all the time.
That we look alike?
Yeah.
You mean? Oh,
so me and Gianni look alike. Yes. They always say you look
like your soulmate. Yeah. Or your soulmates if you look like each other. Yeah.
You and Bae look alike.
No, we don't. He's 20 years younger.
No, but I think, I think.
You just morph into each other,
You
feel.
Do, but I'm also like, I guess it makes
mannerisms,
sense. Like, if you're attracted
same
to yourself,
thing.
Yeah, like, of course. I'm
What's
gonna
your
go
sign?
The same thing.
We're both Taurus.
Are you?
Yeah.
Stop. I think I asked you that last time. I'm a Capricorn. That makes so much sense.
I don't know any
Do we get along?
Signs. Yeah.
Yes. Like,
what that means.
We're Earth signs, so we get along. So, stick with your own. Like I think in prison, stick with your kind.
I'm a fire sign, though.
But, yeah, so you get...
So how do we get along?
I think because... You terrify me most of the time.
What's a fire sign?
I terrify you.
Not terrify you, but like this, like I need everything regimented and you're so spontaneous. And like, I can't do spontaneity. Like, you know, I'm going to come to the city on Thursday. It's like, what time's your car?
Yep. That's good, I need a plan.
How's it coming? I need to know.
A plan.
But that's good though. Shit. Opposites attract in that way. And like, you do need to have a balance of both. Because John and I are very similar like that. Like we do not cross paths because like we just do different things. Taurus he worries about things that I don't give a fuck about.
Very loyal. Yeah. Taurus is very loyal.
Yeah. Because I'm an April Taurus and he's a May Taurus. I don't know if that makes a difference.
When's your birthday in May?
The 14th.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We are different in that. Like, I'm such a smaller group person. Alex is friends with fucking everybody.
My boyfriend's a Taurus.
Mm. Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Nice.
Capricorns and Taurus.
Huh. Yeah. So, see, it works out. But
what do you mean you're a fire sign? What is that? What does that mean?
Well, there's earth, fire, air, and water.
Like, yes. Captain Planet?
Kind of.
Yeah, it's like the elements.
Yeah, it sounds like the elements.
Yeah, like the airbender.
Oh, nice.
How I explain it best, and I think it helps a lot of people understand some astrology, is picture if, for instance, if an earth sign is me, I'm a ram. Right, so I live on the earth. I walk around and I eat the grass.
You're a ram.
I'm a ram. So like, and you guys are goats.
Yeah.
So I think like,
what kind of hay are you eating?
I'll eat hay. I'll eat any kind of hay. Hey girl. So I'm eating hay and I'm grazing around the farm and doing all this stuff, right? Which is all fun. Then I see a little fishy swimming in the lake right there, and I go down and I'm like, what up? And he comes up and says, what's up to me? He's like, hi, fishy. I go visit him by the water every day. Hi, fishy. And we kind of talk. We get
Did
to know each other.
Did you smoke today?
I want to smoke.
I don't know what you're talking about.
a water sign. So I'm an earth sign.
Yeah.
As a goat, I meet a water sign. Someone like, okay, a Cancer who's in the water.
Oh, she's talking about fishies.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're a water sign. They're in the water. They're a Pisces. They're in the water and they're swimming, right?
Okay.
I meet like my friend or guys, little fish friend. I meet them. I'm like, hey,
what
fishy.
The fuck
and
are
I go,
we
I go to the lake. I go to the lake every day. Are you following?
Yes,
no,
I am.
No,
I go
not
to the lake every day.
He had some gummies before.
And I make and I see the fish. The fish puts his face up and says, hey, I missed you. How was your day? I'm like, I'm good, girl. I'm good. I can never go as much as we get along, as much as I love that fish, I can never go down into that ocean, into the lake, and live in there with the fish and live in the same place as him, because I can't. We're different species,
yes,
different breeds. We can meet each other and be friendly with each other, and he can come up and say hi to me, but I can never. Or the same thing with the air sign.
I
can never fly up.
Yeah, I think we need.
We can never live in the
same. I'm
following along. I get
it. Sure.
All right. So there's a fire sign. There's some fishes.
No.
Go.
You couldn't. You can never live underwater and get along. You say you fell in love with a merman. You can never go down there and live with him.
I love water. I like swimming.
But you can never live under the water.
Why?
Because you can't breathe under there.
Oh, wait. That's your analogy as to why an earth sign and a water sign can't.
They can
along.
Be together, but okay, they're never going to fully be
Got
able
it.
To
live life happily.
Kind of.
So, but you both have a podcast together, and you're two different signs.
Well, nice. Yeah.
So
it's
you,
not the same.
I see the bonding.
Do you not understand the analogy?
No, I really don't get what you're saying. Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
Where's the beach?
What is happening?
Oh my god.
Anyways, so John needs to get his birth chart read to see what his problems are, and so do we, so we can understand astrology.
Yeah.
But
I don't really get it.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge.
I just know that I'm fun.
And that's all that matters. I also just think too, like, while there might be something to be said about astrology, everyone is just so layered and unique. Like, how are you going to say the two Tauruses are the same?
Yeah.
You know, like, is it just a blanket statement?
I just feel it's the most relevant to what I can see, like, as
I feel like it's
personality
not accurate,
traits.
Though.
Now, it's not always 100%, but it does definitely trend. It
Got
does
it.
Track.
Mm. Yeah.
So what do you guys normally talk about on your podcast? What is like
Line AIDS?
What is the?
No, it's not educational at all. So no. We talk about like Joey's fucked up weekend or like me blacking out.
There's no like you just like go to
no,
whatever.
Yeah, there's
oh,
not it's like a,
oh, nice.
There's
I like
not,
it.
Like, a regimen.
Okay,
of,
but
like,
I like
oh,
that because it's probably
let's
it
start
probably
asking
feels
them
like
questions.
People are just hanging out with you, and
that's
how
what
they
it
feel
is.
Yeah, it's like listening to our phone call of like recapping the weekend.
Alex, what? We should be the host. Let's ask them questions.
Ask them questions.
Can you go to the wine fridge and just get a twist off white? It's
happening.
It's a 48. Bottle Sub-Zero wine fridge underneath my counter.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Oh,
it's
you're
beautiful.
So
yeah,
rich.
Nice.
You bought it, bitch.
I know.
Thank you.
Okay, wait. So you guys are obviously, you know, you're like celebrities now, like influencers.
Wow, that's going from Snooki.
Who is, no, I'm obsessed with you guys. And I was so jealous that Joey met you. Who is like the top tier people that you've met or like talked to?
You 100%.
Besides me.
No, I'm literally not even kidding. You
and Joey,
for sure.
You had to
what
have
we've
met
done
cool people or went to like crazy parties.
Well, the one thing that we did
Give
that
Jenna
I mean
Delaporte.
Not that we met her
Are we distracting you? Are we trying to tell a fucking story here? You're over here asking for wine.
No, he said give John a double pour. He wants okay. to bang you. put the roofie in there.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Exactly.
John, you look nervous.
Here you go.
Sponsored by Snooki.
Flippy needs some.
No. Ma'am.
Sorry.
I'm good.
Right, proceed.
She's driving.
No, so
can we tell him what happened, by the way, on the way here?
In a minute.
Okay.
The wheels are falling off already.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, the one thing that we did that was really cool in LA was we went to the Barbie premiere and stood right next to Margot.
Oh my God.
And she is hot in person.
Oh my God. And
I think she's your height.
Gorgeous.
No, she's not.
She's actually so teeny.
You would think she was so tall based off the movie.
She's your height.
She's not. She's at least 4 to 6 inches shorter than I am.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. But
that's
stunning.
Like Tom Cruise. You always think just Tom Cruise is like tall.
I never thought really Tom Cruise was tall. Did you see him wear those platform shoes in Top Gun?
Gianni wears platform shoes.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. I'm just saying. Because he was standing next to Miles Teller. And he had like platform shoes
on. That was like at our wedding. I was like, I'm not going to wear heels because we're the same height. And I didn't want to kiss him on his forehead for our first kiss. So I wore sandals.
What a sin.
But anyways, I don't know.
There's
nothing
wrong with us short kings.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I like you.
What were we saying?
You guys aren't short.
No, you guys are not short.
No.
I looked it up. Average male height is 5'5".
And what are you?
5'9".
See, you're above average.
Well, Jersey's 5'5".
6'1".
Yeah, you're tall.
And I'm wearing heels tonight.
Oh, tonight you are?
You are?
3-inch heels.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I showed you the heels.
Why would you do that?
Because it goes with the outfit.
I can't wait to see what both of you guys wear tonight.
Is it matching?
Kind of matching. Yeah. I'm wearing a Terry Mugler backless suit.
We're talking about the VMAs.
Sleepy's wearing the Snooki Shop Couture with a sequined leopard dress.
Oh, you guys are going to look so good.
And a rhinestone duster.
Yeah. Wait, okay. Well, I want to get back to the question, but give it back to you.
Yes.
Because, I don't know. We just meet a lot of other content creators. And I don't know. Who would you say is the coolest?
But those are like the new celebs now.
Yeah, they are.
Especially with the kids. The kids.
Because we're 90. Children.
We just had a TikTok celebrity on the show, Jake Shane.
Jake Shane.
He was sitting right where you're sitting.
No way.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Just
he's
yesterday.
Fucking hilarious. Is he as great in person?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're best friends. They hang out all the time without me.
Sorry.
He's so funny. Well, you can, have room for more. That's fine.
No, I'm not supposed to cheat on him.
That's enough.
You know.
She doesn't need more gays. Okay. But other content creators, do you find that people are stealing your ideas and copying your videos without giving you credit?
We have had people do that. More people do it in other languages. Like, I'll get tagged in, Spanish videos or French videos.
That's flattering.
And it is. But my thing is, I never get annoyed at it because I'm like, they're never going to be able to come up with more original ideas.
Yeah.
You know? So it doesn't bother me because I'm just like, it is what it is. It's annoying. But that's just what happens.
Yeah.
But I think, too, a lot of people on social media, that's just what they do. They just recreate trends or recreate videos. But a lot of people.
And that's what's so good about and organic about you guys, because it's, you got so much success just by being yourselves and not following the trends and not, doing the TikTok dance or whatever new sound is happening and copying it. You guys are just doing real.
Yeah.
You're filmmakers.
If you see me do a TikTok dance, we're hurting.
Yeah.
But no.
I feel like you've done a couple.
I'm a fucking apple feeling.
Sana. Yeah. If we do it, it's because I'm doing a two torture.
We're running out of money.
Yeah.
We got to pay the bills.
And it's on OnlyFans.
Snooki, I have a question for you. I think your store is biased. You don't have any men's clothes.
Thank you.
We do have unisex.
Where's suns out, guns out, tank tops? Where's all the stuff for the
guys? That's only in Seaside. I know.
What would you call the Snooki men's division?
I feel like you would crush a men's division.
Joey, we should run it.
The Gorilla Gang, I know.
I could do Juicehead, Guido. Yeah, perfect. I could do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd start with hats.
I like the muscle tanks.
Yeah, muscle tanks.
Muscle tanks.
Yeah. John's that's what model. I have in Seaside. And then you could be the model.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm down to starve myself. I'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Were you guys Jersey Shore fans?
The biggest.
Yeah.
And this is the first time you're meeting Nicole, or did you meet her before?
Yeah, this is the first time
I didn't realize that because we've been hanging out since the summertime.
And we're playing it cool. We're like, whatever.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But you are the first person that came to mind. We were sitting on this couch a couple days ago and we're like, who could we have as our next guest? And she
I was like, who
and she jumped
up
and screamed like someone got murdered. She goes, oh my God. She goes, John and Alex.
Alex and John. Oh
my she God. Also is like, who lives Stop. Around here?
And then I stalked them.
Yeah.
No, well, we always wanted you on. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
But I was like, no, who's so- local that I love? That I would love
right
on.
Down the road.
No, you're seriously. For the top of the list.
Yeah, well, John, he hates public. Like, I wouldn't say public transportation, but the train scares him because every time there's always something entertaining happening
the,
on
like
the train.
Like the LIRR or the subway.
No, literally the LIRR. I'm like, it's so.
Why are you letting her talk?
Yes, ladies, go commute on that thing.
I love it. I take it all the time.
No, the fucking subway. I'm not going on.
No,
subway.
I can't.
But no,
do that.
I would terrifying. I would have forced John to take the subway to.
You should do it and record. I don't have a mirrorless cam on me and have him freak out. No, that's funny.
The whole to-do to get to like the Yankees stadium to watch 30 minutes a game, then we had to drive back. It was just
I
like,
had to take
whole production.
The subway to the Yankee stadium the other day. I took an Uber black. Me and Bay took an Uber Suburban to the thing, and then he's like, if we take this, you're taking the train back. He's always trying to like be frugal. I said, okay, fine. So I had a couple, you know, glasses of wine or beers or whatever we're having
Let's
there.
Go.
And that, the thing I was forced to take the train back. I'm not saying I'm Beyonce.
No,
it's like I'm fat and old. That's what I am. I don't want to walk up a thing of stairs, be crowded like this, swinging on a subway.
Did you almost get punched in the face on
No, it's just
train?
More. It's an experience.
It's an experience.
And also, like,
would you take the subway? Oh, you can't because you're Beyonce too, but.
I would to have the experience.
So if you take the train, I'll do it with you. Also, I don't know
I'll
how
do
to
it.
Wait, guys, operate.
If we bring road sodas, I'll do it.
We should both. We
have to we'll never get back. I don't know how to read that map. Are you going to Penn Station?
End up in Canada.
I'm looking and I'm like, this looks like hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics.
The roofie's kicking in.
Yeah. What did you put in my
Good job.
No, but the first time that we came and I brought him to New York City, I had to hold his hand because he didn't realize.
You
that
didn't have to hold my hand.
Oh my God.
No.
Yes, I did.
You grabbed my hand. I was like, oh, you want to hold my hand? That's
no,
cute.
I was like, you're about to get hit by a car.
Guys, that's not what happened.
Yes.
Where did you grow up, John?
Virginia.
Well, I was born in Connecticut.
Were you?
Yeah, oh, Southern where?
Where's that by?
I don't know. I moved when I was like 8. Family in Waterbury.
Waterbury, I know where that is.
Yeah,
my friend, one of my first friends.
I moved
when
I was like 8 to Virginia, and I grew up in Virginia.
Virginia,
so you're born in Connecticut, moved to Virginia. Where city in Virginia? City of Virginia.
Winchester, and then I lived in Richmond for a while, and then I met her in Raleigh.
So, wait a second. So you guys met in North Carolina on Tinder?
Yes. Yeah.
I always thought you guys were Long Islanders or New Yorkers.
Well, I grew up on Long Island, so
but you
I lived
moved
here
when you were 18.
Since I was 18, and then I moved to North Carolina because I went to NC State for school.
Oh,
State
college.
What did you go to school for?
Environmental science and communication media. So yeah, kind of like related. I wanted to.
Were you cheerleader?
And I was. I danced for NC State. Yeah, I was a dancer there.
You should do a dance for everyone.
But then I auditioned for the Knicks. I wanted to do.
Oh my
Knicks
god!
City dancer,
no, you didn't. You're a dancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I didn't make it. So I was like,
like
I guess
an actual dancer.
Yes.
Like Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I mean, not anymore. I probably like. I'm not flexible.
You'll be on that.
Oh my god! Wait. Yeah, you were on Dancing with the Stars.
Like. 45 years ago.
How was it? What was that experience like?
The best experience of my
life.
Yes.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The next week was Disney week, and she's the biggest Disney person in the world,
no!
and she didn't get to do it.
Oh my God.
That's what broke my heart, because
like,
I was so excited for her to
me?
Do that.
No. Like that's why I wanted to do Dancing with the Stars for Disney Week, and I wanted to be with Mickey, and
you're
I was
big,
so upset.
Oh, you're a big Disney person. Oh,
yeah, I have points. I go every single year.
Okay,
the kids.
Maybe
Joey?
We need to go with you guys because
I
we
been.
Went this past year with my niece and nephew. We took them, and
was it ass?
I'm gonna die on this hill. No,
John,
it's horrible.
It's like
horrible.
His arm every time.
Really?
Yeah,
it's like a terrible time.
They try
no,
to lure us in
with me.
With
we have
that's
a
what
schedule.
I, mean. I feel like we you
We're
have
like,
to
boom,
do
boom,
it
boom.
Right. We just don't know how to do it. Like we don't schedule the rides.
They're
and
not
then,
rides. It's like a VR thing.
I know, but they're
Let's
great.
Go to Six Flags where there's a roller coaster.
They try to lure you in with adults people with a drink around Epcot. Try lure you and you get there. It's like I can have this fucking shitty overpriced drink in New York City. It's like I don't
right.
to come.
Epcot is so fun.
I know, but
I had a
are you kidding?
Take my leg out.
I'm gonna join you. I'm gonna join your next trip.
Oh,
I'll go.
You're being a hater.
I'm not being a hater.
Epcot is amazing.
I'm saying it's.
Yes, it's overpriced. It's freaking Disney. Everything's overpriced.
No, I'm not talking about the price.
Did you go to Animal Kingdom yet?
Animal Kingdom is my favorite park. Avatar's there.
That was the most depressing hotel. There was like one giraffe a mile away. I'm like,
dust on it.
At the lodge?
Yeah.
Well, you're staying on the wrong side then.
John is literally just a hater. He's also a glass half empty person. Like truly on our in our content, it's true. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm too glad. I'm like
getting mad because after this, she's gonna be like, Disney's never gonna want to work with us.
No, no, not that. Not at all. I just enjoy it. But like it's hard when
we should go to Epcot.
When you're having fun and then your partner's like, I'm having the worst day of my life.
Because I'm sweating, it's hot, there's so many people.
I was a good sport about it. I still went and I was like, yeah. First off, I'm the only one who got his face painted.
Did you wear Mickey ears?
I had my face fully painted as a butterfly. I was the only one with our niece.
That's cute.
It was
no
cute,
one else
yeah.
did it.
All right, so he was a good sport.
I'm going to show you a photo.
But he complains the whole time. But yeah, sure, he was a good sport. But yeah, no, I think we just need like a guide to bring us around because we don't know how to do Disney right.
Oh, she has one.
So every time it's just been like not a great experience.
Okay, so I always would get VIP guides.
Okay.
I literally bring my entire family. So it's 16 of us.
Yeah.
Oh. It's just too much and a lot of people. So I would do the VIP guides. Mm-hmm. But now Disney kicked out all the VIPs. So you can only book it through Disney. And with Disney, it's like $1,000 an hour. What? So nobody's doing that unless they're millionaires or billionaires.
We'll use Joey's sales pitch.
You can use, like, you can.
I'm
get an
influencer.
An influencer.
Hook me up.
Disney doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, Disney doesn't care.
Yeah. So I still use my guides, but it's all virtual. So okay. She'll text. So she'll get you on the ride, but she'll say go out to eat for a little bit and then be at this ride at 12:30, and you can get in.
Oh, really?
So it still works. I still have a system.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, like, we didn't even know that Disney. Stuff existed. And so we're just, like, going in blind.
No, next time you go, I'll tell you my girl.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so.
Yeah, you need help with Disney.
Does
you can't
Gianni
do it
like going?
Gianni loves Disney.
I can't be his friend now.
He loves Disney.
I can't be his friend now.
Gianni does love. He would make you love Disney.
Exactly.
But he doesn't love the parks as much as I do. He'd rather sit at the pool drinking and swimming all
day. Well, he's a big golfer. I'm sure Disney has good golf courses. Does he ever golfing?
No, he never leaves the kids to go. But yeah, he'd rather sit by the pool and drink.
I like that. I could do that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Maybe just leave me at the resort.
Yeah, leave the guys alone.
You just want to be left alone, John.
Is there like an adult section?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the pool where the kids aren't splashing around?
Yeah, at every resort there is.
Oh,
he's coming around.
There's like
now.
A non-kid section, then there's the kids.
I'm just saying how crazy expensive it is when you can do like an all-inclusive.
Go to Paris, the real Paris.
No, it's beyond anything. Expensive. Yeah.
It's crazy.
What time of year is the best time of year to go?
Ma'am?
She was low.
Well, not when I go, which is like May.
Oh, well,
April,
your
May.
Kids are in school.
Well, yeah, and then Cheer's over. So Cheer's like mandatory.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. She's a big Cheer mom.
Yeah, so that's when Cheer is not mandatory.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's over. Yeah. So that's when she can do whatever she wants.
Does she dance too, your daughter?
No, just Cheer.
Okay, just
she
Cheer.
She wouldn't have time.
Yeah.
And I would pay millions for both.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they overlap. You have to choose. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Can she do flips and tucks?
Yes.
I
just
do
got
a
her
tuck.
Full.
No way. Yeah.
She's like insane.
That's when I tuck.
Yeah, we know you can tuck.
You could do a tuck.
No.
Tuck his balls.
Tuck my balls to fit into a bikini.
I honestly walked right into that one. Honestly, I'm an idiot. Yep.
The tuck.
Lovely.
I can't.
Did you get that from Waiting? You know the movie, Waiting?
No, it's from Drag Race. RuPaul's Drag Race. Do you watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Have you watched Waiting?
No,
with
what
Ryan,
is it?
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, he's
like a
cult
classic.
In there. Yeah, it's like 100 years old.
Oh, he does
all the things.
The mangina.
Like the mangina, the bat wing, the goat.
Yeah. I know
that.
Well.
That's how I remember it.
Yeah.
That's how John
So
talks.
I could do the tuck too.
Yeah. But yeah, he's not doing it to dress in, to do drag, but.
Yeah. Should we play Obsessions with them?
What's that?
Yes.
What's that? Except,
I need to think of mine.
I just like to find out about like-minded people or people that I admire. I like to find out what their favorite things are.
Oh.
And like just so I can copy them or like, and so we do snacks, we do shows, we do cleaning products, we do like all this stuff.
Anything.
Like that.
Oh my gosh.
So I'll start.
Oh God.
What current show, movie, documentary, what are you watching now and what should we be watching?
I'm
yes.
Okay, you go first, John. Because I can't stop talking. You go.
No, you go.
Go ahead.
Living a lover's quarrel.
You go.
What
John.
Do we just watch? Or like
not,
something that we like?
What are you like? What are you obsessed with right now?
I miss Gianni.
What could be
so
old
fun.
Show? What's your favorite?
I know.
What show does everyone need to watch?
Bay, watching
my
them?
Favorite show. My favorite show ever.
Yeah, what is it?
Band of Brothers.
Oh.
Who is it?
Band of Brothers.
Is that like the Sisterhood of Traveling Pants?
You never heard of Band of Brothers?
Band of Brothers.
A classic. Band of Brothers, The Pacific, the new one that just came out.
Alexa, I never heard of that.
Watch Band of Brothers.
Who's in it?
Don just wants to be in a war show slash movie.
It's gonna happen.
You should do the reenactment.
Like my favorite movie, Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
I watched Shaving Ryan's Privates once.
Was that good? That's probably close.
Wait, that would be a great remake. I know.
Tell Alexa.
Stop it.
Company.
Alexa.
Have you watched Baby Reindeer?
Oh, yes.
Baby Reindeer was crazy.
Very good.
But I just started watching on Hulu, Tell Me Lies.
Oh, I haven't seen any of this.
Okay,
no.
So season one, it's basically, it's like
Is that with Jennifer Gardner?
No, it's, there is a show, I don't know which one, what it's called with her, but Tell Me Lies, it's a Hulu show. It's just good.
You can't
it's
tell
like,
who's in it?
No
she
one
asked
big.
You three times
oh,
who's
sorry.
In it.
Who's in it?
Who's in it? She's like Jennifer Gardner.
No, no.
Margot Robbie.
I can't think of a single name of someone who's in it because
he has it.
They're all up and coming people. I don't know.
Well, Tell Me Lies and Band of Brothers, Crusaders, write that down. This is something from Celebrity Lovely Couple, Alex John.
What's yours?
Yeah, what are you guys watching?
Okay, I'm watching The Perfect Couple right now with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, is it good?
Oh, my God. White Lotus.
I just started that.
It's so good.
Oh, my God. I love White Lotus.
Me too.
It's like White Lotus.
One of the actresses is in it. It's like White Lotus meets like a Quentin Tarantino kind of movie. It's kind of like weird and kooky. And then it's like,
Don't tell me it just started.
What's up with her and Zac Efron? Have they like hung out?
They went in a movie. They were in a movie and they played love interest.
And they made out.
Okay. Yeah, but no.
That's weird.
I want to watch that.
Behind that, you know?
What are you watching, Sloopy?
I just finished Dark Matter.
How's that?
Dark Matter?
No, I haven't seen that either.
On Apple TV. So I'm the type to like sci-fi, like weird shit that makes you think. So this is kind of about like the multiverse and he just figures it out, but he goes into another world that's not his. And he's like, where am I? And it's just, it's messed up. Like you think about it and you're like, oh my God, like this is tripping.
Like Black Mirror
type of
thing.
It's very Black Mirror.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to.
The Dark Matter is very good.
First thing we have to do is steal someone's Apple account because we don't have.
I'll give you mine.
That's
true. Yeah.
I'll give you mine.
Yeah.
But I refuse to pay for all of them.
There's like, a lot of good.
I know. It's
a lot
of
negotiating. Apple, though, like, you can have
I feel
my
like
HBO.
Everyone I talk to someone, every time I talk to someone, they're like, there's a great Apple show out. And I'm
no,
like,
Apple has great stuff.
Yeah, I know. We need
how
to
much
get
maybe you can collab.
Yeah. Yeah. For real. Get it for
real. Are you feeling loopy?
I'm feeling.
She's smoking. Side.
We didn't eat anything. Oh, side note, Alex, poor Alex, she threw up on the way here.
Why?
I know.
Were you nervous?
No, listen.
Do you have stomach virus?
I was honestly so
I'm
nervous.
Trying to catch you before the red carpet.
Well, I'm not pregnant, so there's that. But no, I...
Are you sure you guys aren't doing it?
That's true.
Yeah. We did it in the car.
Is that why she threw up? She couldn't stand this idea.
Yeah. I was like, ugh. No, literally nothing
right
fun. Like, I would even love to say I was hungover from partying at Usher last night so hard, but
car sickness.
Car sick.
Yeah, no, I was literally, I had a protein shake that I've never had and I drank it this morning and it didn't sit well with me. We're doing all these circles around.
It's not because you want to look skinny for the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What about favorite snack right now that you've been snacking like eating on like, when you're watching movies? Could be a Trader Joe's snack. We do a Trader Joe's
ooh,
segment
I
too.
Love Trader Joe's.
Okay, then perfect. What is favorite Trader Joe's?
I just
product?
Had a fight at Trader Joe's.
What happened?
You had a fight at Trader Joe's?
Oh, well, not a fight, but I'm like, bitch, where are the waffles? And she was like, oh, we discontinued them until January because
what?
We want to get all the holiday stuff out. It's these like Belgium waffle snacks that my daughter loves. So I always put it in her lunch knowing that she'll eat that because my kids like sometimes don't eat their lunch. Mm. So I know she's going to eat that.
Right.
And when I went there a week ago, there was 50 bags. I went there today, sold out, not coming till January.
I
went on eBay.
Are they like
they're $60
flavor?
A bag on eBay.
What?
So I freaked out. I was like, where's the Belgium waffles?
Why would they do that?
Rude.
I have a friend high
I love
up at Trader
Joe's.
Joe's.
I love Trader I'll Joe's too. We don't have any.
But you yell at Trader Joe's too.
I do.
Do you have a Trader Joe's close to here?
There's one on.
Didn't
yeah.
you yell that's where the carts were?
That was Whole Foods.
Oh, Whole Foods.
I caused the scene. What snacks do you love at Trader Joe's?
I love their mini ice cream cones. Those are my favorite.
Those are good.
They're so good.
I never
but
had.
Also, they have a lot of good, like, I don't know. I'm a very basic white bitch. I love, like, pumpkin flavored everything.
Oh, bitch, yes.
Oh, they have everything.
Every good everything. Pumpkin thing
they
there.
They have pumpkin waffles.
Yes. Like, they have a pumpkin waffle mix. That's so good. Like, they everything pumpkin there, I love.
Do you ever have their edamame?
No.
The bomb. Enemies.
John can't pronounce a lot of words. He's
edamames.
Dyslexic.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's bomb.com.
Yeah. What are
really,
your so what
hold
are
on,
yours?
Hold on. I'm
mine
upset you said
are
that.
The
what? That you're dyslexic?
No, that your favorite snack. I thought it would be jerky.
No, John, we were talking about Trader Joe's.
Well, before that, they said,
it
what's your favorite snack?
It could be any snack. No, it could be any snack.
John, you could give your own snack.
You like
I chose mine.
What do you like, John?
You say you love my jerky.
I do, but we're talking about Trader Joe's.
It she loves your jerky.
It was before I did I switch it.
That, well, it was before Trader Joe's. Like?
Shout them out so I can get something for free.
I made jerky.
You make your own jerky.
He does.
Oh,
and
good.
It is really good.
So you have a dehydrator.
Yes.
Must be nice. I've been seeing you making a lot of like, not that cooking.
I cook. Yeah.
I just started. Which I made jerky? One another day.
You guys
day.
Gotta come on Kiki
like
Cuisine.
Beef jerky.
Perfect. We do it here.
Wait, how do you make beef jerky?
You
have to like dry out something.
It takes hours.
Dry out what?
What kind of meat is it?
Anything. You do like venison, deer meat. You could do.
You just leave it out?
No, you put it in a dehydrator.
You put it in a dehydrator.
Thin. I dehydrated for like 12 hours.
I've tried venison
slicer?
Before. I
like. You have a deli
it.
Slicer?
Yeah, it's good.
I had
it's
one.
Lean.
It didn't really work. So
how
I,
are you doing it?
I have it like halfway thawed, and then I cut it.
Cut it frozen.
It yeah. takes fucking forever.
Oh my god.
Are you more in love?
I love jerky.
And do you love John's jerky?
That's a business name. That's yeah. a good name.
John's Jerky.
I have an Instagram account, John's Jerky.
It's called John's a Jerk. We started it during the pandemic, and I was like, oh my God, John's a Jerk. Yeah.
Alex did a photo shoot for me.
Yeah, John's a Jerk.
John's Jerky. I love the peanut butter filled pretzels.
Those are so good.
Love that. I love the little sesame crunchy things.
Yeah,
like a dog
those
food.
Are so good.
So good.
The bruschetta's bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't really had good. That in a while.
Oh my god, so good.
I made a teriyaki chicken, a frozen bag of teriyaki chicken the other day it would blow your balls off. You just put it in the pan and pour the sauce on it. I made it with some white rice on the side. Me and Babe had a lovely dinner. No cleanup.
Their frozen food is delicious.
So good.
Like if people don't know about Trader Joe's and you do that, they're gonna be like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
They have no idea that it's frozen.
It's so well, delicious. Oh, you're saying you're guests, like if you cook.
Yeah.
Wait, do you tell them that you made it? Like
well, they know
you
I'm not like
technically
gonna,
make it.
She's like, a semi-homemade cook. She's a great cook when she has things prepared kind of in a way, but she has her own spin on things. She flavors things nice. She decorates beautifully. We spent Christmas Eve together.
But it's about, woman. Yeah.
We spent Christmas Eve together every year.
Every year.
For the
you
past
do?
10 years.
Oh,
yeah. And we make all the appetizers together. So it's our ritual. We go there. We exchange our gifts that day.
That's
and
our tradition, though.
It is. It's our favorite. It's my favorite.
I like
guys,
that.
Guys, that's so sweet.
And we make appetizers. So we do all different things. Like this year, we're like, oh my God, Nick, look at this. And I'll send it. It'll be a wreath made out of like mozzarella skewers
with
tomatoes.
But we always do too much because it's just my parents.
Yeah, I know.
We're cooking like it's for 20 people.
I know. But that's
it's like 8 of us.
But it's better to do that. We've gone places where people do the opposite. And I'm like, no, you always need to overcook.
Yeah,
you can't undercook. Like, overwhelmed. I don't want to be starving.
Are you Italian?
Yeah. I was gonna say they're not Italian.
Yeah,
the ones we go to.
Because yeah, God forbid company comes over. Unexpected.
I know.
God forbid someone
take
doesn't
take the cake out.
Gotta have
nowhere to be.
Yeah. Sauce.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. That's great about Trader Joe's.
And someone will take it home.
It's great for hosting. They have so many like charcuterie snacks.
Trader
there.
Joe's better sponsor us.
Are you okay?
Charcuterie? Is that what you said?
It went down the wrong pipe.
Oh no! Get it out.
Are we gonna make it to the VMAs?
I don't know. What is your favorite beauty product right now or personal grooming product? Hair, makeup, it could be for you for skincare, cologne. What are you obsessed with right now?
John, I'll let you go.
I don't use anything. I don't really use
Are you just a bar of soap kind of guy?
Actually, I was talking about this last night. Dawn dish soap in the morning.
Oh, Dawn is that girl.
I just wash my face.
You don't wash with Dawn.
On your face?
Yeah.
You don't wash your face at Dawn.
Hey, you have great skin.
You use Thank blue you. Dawn dish soap yeah. on your face.
Yeah.
Is he kidding?
No,
he's not. Like I mean, I don't know if you use the Blue Dawn, but like he Whatever doesn't have a skin
Does he ever
routine.
Break out?
Yeah,
he does actually.
Recently, but I'm also doing like I'm sweating my ass off, like cardio wise.
I think
he's
breaking out more now recently, probably because we've been saying yes to things and like not cooking at home every day. Like usually that's what like
true.
A clean diet is what helps your skin, but we've just been like going out.
Oh
and traveling.
Yeah. That-
You're not
yeah,
helping the cause.
Also,
like you're
just like
just
stress.
Naturally hot, and now you're using Dawn dish soap.
That too.
It's like there's no secret behind it. It's just got. He's one of God's favorites.
Yeah.
So stop it.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
One sister, pharmacist.
She look like
the
you?
Golden child.
Oh.
I want to see a picture of
her. They do. Okay. Yeah. Well, people say that we look alike. And
she has a mustache just like him. Believe
yeah. just like me.
That's why John and I look alike. I didn't shave my mustache today.
Wait, so do you get along with the sister?
I love his sister.
Yeah, I love each other.
I honestly feel so lucky.
It
I have the
louder.
Best in-law. Yeah.
Same.
Oh,
louder
you do?
When they're together.
I am obsessed with my sister-in-law.
Good.
Like, I always say, like, God forbid me and Gianni got divorced, I would miss the family more
yep.
than him.
Yeah.
Because I love my mother-in-law. I love everyone.
No, his family, like, we've made jokes before that, like, they would take me in a divorce.
Oh, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
For
I love
sure.
them
like,
so
sorry,
much.
Guys.
But I feel
sorry,
like-
Sorry, John.
That's one thing that, I mean, obviously, you have to put weight in when you're choosing a partner, but, like, their family is so important.
Yeah.
Like, because you're going to spend
yeah.
so much time with them. It's an extension
yeah, if you don't
of your
get
partner.
Along, then it, mm-hmm. it weighs on the marriage.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I love your sister so much. Yeah, we're really
love
close.
That.
Yeah.
Same.
And then I have an older brother and a younger sister, so I'm the middle child, which is why I crave attention. Me but too. Do you guys have siblings?
I have two. I have two sisters, and I'm the middle child. Yeah.
Oh, middle child syndrome. See,
this is making a lot of sense. Yeah. Now.
And I'm adopted and the only child, so I'm spoiled, and everything needs to be about me.
Yes. Did you enjoy being an only child though, growing up?
No,
you didn't.
I hated it.
Okay.
So I always knew I was adopted. Like my parents didn't have to tell me. Mm-hmm. So I would always say to my mom, "Can you go back to the store and like buy a child?" Because I thought she bought me at a store.
Oh, what a sin!
But I was like, "Can you get another kid? Like I'm lonely."
Really.
But now looking back, like I loved that it was just like me and they were just concerned about me. Yeah. Like I liked.
That's why your friendships are so meaningful. Like she has the same core group of friends from kindergarten that she's, we were just with them last, I was with them. She didn't come.
He's stealing my friends.
I'm stealing your friends. That she's with. And I think it made your friendships, you value your friendships so much more than because those Steph and Kira are your sisters and Frankie and Amy, they're your 100%. Sisters.
Yeah, because I was going to ask if you grew up with like a strong community around you.
And after everything that happened to her, they're my the biggest star in the world. There's still we have a group.
Can you imagine? I was like, ugh, bye, girls.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. No, a lot of people in Hollywood will do that.
I would never.
No, I know, because some people just change, you know, and a lot of like content creators that we've met or like just people in general, they come across like this one person on social media, but they're completely different in person. Sick. But that's great, though, that you have a community. I only ask because we always have a debate talking about children of having like one or multiple. And John is like, one and done. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, do you want to be alone or?
That's how I am with dogs.
You're not helping the
dogs. I think dogs should
I would say as an only child growing up, I hated it. But looking back at it now, I loved it.
What about your family, though? Like everyone else, like cousins, all that. Did you have a big family that you were close with? No.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Her
I only had like
massive.
Two cousins. Yeah, I had a small family.
Yeah.
Because everyone died.
Same.
Everyone just died.
Same.
This has been lovely.
Well, this is a great way to
end
this,
oh my God.
This episode.
We're working on it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, on that note,
let's start crying. Let's end it with crying, all of us.
Stop.
But we are so happy that you guys got to come here today. We've been fans of yours for so long. And you know, again, Nicole screamed when we saw that we were hanging out. You are light. You bring so much light and joy to everyone's lives.
Stop.
I'd like to raise a glass.
No, he's being real.
No,
he does love you guys.
I don't think that you're not being genuine. I really think you're being genuine. Thank you.
God gave you guys a
gift. He's doing a drunk speech.
God gave you guys a gift, and you're sharing it with the world, and it comes naturally to you, and you're the best in the biz, and we're so happy that you're doing what you're doing, and you bring it every day.
Keep it going.
A smile on people's faces, and that's what it means.
Wow.
You're doing great, sweetie.
That was great.
Thank you so much.
You guys,
cheers. Thank you for having us. Yay.
Well, this has been lovely. Lovely.
You can follow. What's your Instagram? Your TikTok handle? John and Alex. Alex and John.
Alexandra Madison and John Boof.
Yes.
I need to change that.
You do.
Yeah,
it's not a great name.
It's literally JON.BOUFF. That's so sad.
Boof.
Yeah, well, when we get hitched, we can change your name to my last name.
What is your last name?
Kamasta.
Oh, yeah, John, that's a good one. John
all right, the show's over.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
It's happening!